Italy, Quebec.
Dale, mission 02.
Tom?
And how about you and your
left headed home. Lane went to church with a friend of hers. I'm not sure when she's going to get back. I'm on the way home. A deck that's waiting. It's I washed it about a month ago, so it should be all dry. And I just need to. Our church has a. So I plan to do that. So I'll do everything real quick.
Well, fine business, Bill. That for you. I haven't had a lot of activities. Go to a memorial. His dad passed away. Met a lot of nice people. So, and got a little two-wheel stuff in on rare occasions out there. With the weather, it's warm. It's pretty darn. I can't take that. Release can a little bit. But we've been trying to get a few feet of dead burn temperature drops. It frosted just a times up here today, and we got a full of strawberries. And Bernice is trying to raise plants from seed in and out to Don's. They say it's going to take another dip, and we should quit doing that. And enter the same planting season. Where LTR?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Son-in-law's father. But, it's kind of a whole lot of nice people. But, the weather has just been crazy. Quite a few shrubs, plants that came up about a month ago. Very warm. All that stuff came up, and now it's off. Some of them, they're going to make it. Just blame the song about how it's just hard. Nah, I don't blame her. She's out. And sometimes it just doesn't make it. This has been a bad. And you're up in the high ground. You're quite a bit colder. It didn't get down below 38 here. And hopefully this next time it won't. You're up. Water does make a difference.
The temperature here in 4 to 6 degrees on TV down at. And one more differential, I guess the asphalt down around the sensors at, I don't know, they say it's, excuse me, but I don't have very much, and if she wore a mask, she'd be better farmer, and you know how that is. But, that's our exercise, and I've been having to mow grass a lot. Home Depot and bought some new mulching blades now. My name, I can't do that. And on more, and I just can't get down there. But the grass is, I mean, it's just growing like crazy. It gets real hot and goes into a drought. The fescue isn't the best in the world. To look at it all, you know, it's just been really.
It suffers, but. I used to have to be every fall. Yeah, my look at it, and it's actually got green now, and I'm up with my mask. Blue, it's a strong wind, and we've got like dogwoods and trees that hold their leaves till the last minute, you know. Anyway, so over the driveway, and so I basically yesterday the tops of my fence pushed up, and it's just basically the straw. Green shoots. Did that yesterday, but I tell you what, I found it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does, Bill. And it possibly putting up a 60-meter antenna going north, and was kind of wanting to, and it's kind of a stupid. I don't, pretty much, and the lobes on it and that are, and I'm not an area, I don't understand all of this and that. But south, when I get a signal, I know you got multiple ones. It'd be very difficult, but sometimes hard to ways. So, able to or not, I'll probably try it. About putting one going, it ain't that much, because you're talking to put one up. It's not the price. It's do any better on 160. There's not going to be much left this year. I'm just thinking about it. What's your That's your AC on. I got 60. Didn't really hear that much DX. Like you got several antennas out. Ability. Mine runs maybe a little bit southwest, east to west. Maybe you'd say putting one. You times I was thinking about putting one like further out that way. To the went a great deal on that Carolina Wyndham.
Carolina Wyndham on 160 is faithful. It's got the same pattern as that. However, in terms of wavelength, it's really an omnidirectional antenna. It's just a lot of the radiation going. Another one, the other, you know, oriented to the one you got, the improvement. I mean, could put up something like a, or something that's got a good, I don't see hardly any difference, though.
This is Gerald. Oh, thank you very much, Chief. With those, you don't happen to have the plans for one.
But they're all over the internet. They're, you know, I've got 160. I mean, you know, the 160 antenna you got really above 40 meters does have it clover leaf like get up, up in the higher bands, like 10, 15, that's when that antenna, I mean, the one Carolina Wyndham directional. But I do have, it's seated against the ground plane.
I appreciate it. I'll look at it, but I information from you, put it that way. There's so many birds, and my trust. With the internet, but in any rate, I'm going to try to do that, Bill. I'd like to kind of get all the leaves from that silky. Now, does that use a balun that's a bone wire design or that's a current balun?
Well, put a shut type on better bandwidth. I just feed mine directly, point just directly connected 2 or 3 feet away that are there. On your one, matter of fact, it's the same set on the bottom to keep RF on the outside.
Okie doke. Bill has placed to get a line. I've never built one of those in Carolina Wyndham or built other than. That line isolator, you know, I ordered everything, but is it available just mostly?
Well, operates at 160. There's a lot of them. You can get a line isolator from, go up and look they've got line isolator, like the long tube, toroid. If he has line isolators up there.
Yeah, that's a good outfit. My other antennas, and I've never had trouble.
Unless the ants get in there. But that's a good place. MFJ has one. It looks like the radio isn't in business anymore. They don't give it. It probably worked good on 20, you know, HF frequencies, but I'd work on 160.
Where it was, we got our ones. You're going to have no trouble with it first out. That's what we. Bill, we're home. Nice, pleasure's all mine. It's great to hear you getting on here much lately. I think you can assume the reason. I've just been staying on the side. I don't even turn it on, but it's got you a lot. And I've sent you a few, and hopefully one occasionally. That's it. In 4IQ.
Hi, Bill.
Oh,
you need to put her on there more often. Sounds a lot better. But take a look and see if I can. Yeah, I appreciate those jokes. I get a lot of them from Paul, like you say, and I got a couple other people. I do get them. Just like, I'm sitting in the parking lot. That's why I'm scratching. This is a bad spot. And both of y'all have Bright Q QRT.